because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and we're talking with David down there in Texas. Dave, if you caught the part of that about Germany, the United States has always used this premise that someone's evil, whether it's Russia, Saddam, Libya. I mean, the list goes on and on, and that's how they get Americans to go along with the war fever. You know, it's just like I was going to tell you. I was talking to a young kid here at the store here today, and I happened to mention to him that today Russia is 86% Orthodox Christian. And he said, Christians. And I says, yeah, you know. And I says, now, how do they trick Americans into going fighting their spiritual brethren? See, this isn't the old Soviet Union. But see, we are constantly being fed this constant barrage of fear. And unfortunately, when it hits law enforcement, they become the vessels to go after the citizenry. And again, if Hitler's regime, I guess you want to call it, or government was so evil, and again we're back to the fascism and tyranny, when we look at America today and those that are calling for taking away lawful guns of Americans, it only gets to the same premise that if this was all being done in Germany and it's been done in other countries like Britain and down in Australia, and if America is on the same slide, that you can imagine with all the crime and corruption in all governments, that if it's a new world order in which they've proposed, could you imagine the single government and what it would hide behind and the police force it would have to control its people?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I think that's where you know, like a lot of us are headed. And you know, I have nothing wrong with immigration stuff, but like your videos show clearly, you know, if you have to upon request say that you're a U.S. citizen, and I believe you said you've been former law enforcement like that, but for those of us that were born in America, we're natural born. We've not, many, God knows how many hundreds of millions of us have never sworn an oath of citizenship. And yet you have to declare that to get past a border, and that the particular border, the one that you were just filming out here recently, was that border patrol or agency, was it actually at the border, or was it so many miles from the border?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The last border one you did down there in Texas there, I believe it was Texas, the actual border agency's little checkpoint, was it actually at the border, or is it like over in Arizona where they're 50 to 75 miles away from the border and you're still required to say when passing through that you're a citizen?
It is, I don't know, 100 miles from the border, a little over 100
yeah.
miles.
So, again, if on the premise that Germany was so bad and papers, please, the United States is mirroring exactly what the Nazis did. Isn't that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to again, bring attention to your videos. I with yours, I think you do yours the most professionally out of all the ones that I've seen. And I've there's quite a few people that I subscribe to on Instagram and stuff that do the same thing down in California and stuff around the chemical plants and everything and the harassment they get and everything. And again, your normal decor, though, like some, is to wear what? Some hidden type of clothing or anything like that? Usually whatever
I actually wear a big orange photographer's vest. I make sure I stand out, you know, so that people can't say, oh, you're lurking in the bushes, you're sneaking around. Nothing could be farther from the truth.
Yeah, that makes
myself painfully obvious.
Yeah,
because that's what terrorists do. They get out there and make themselves painfully obvious so that everybody knows they're planning to attack.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you say that, it's like I sent you an email there about how you can Google that, too, about most law enforcement agencies. They actually hire law enforcement with lower IQs, and this is the same thing or premise that they use today is even in jobs is that they – even you could train, go to college, everything like that, but you know you may be overqualified for their firm like that because it's not quite what they want because they want to train you to their policy. And so when you see this policy, again, policy is not a law. It's just a local departmental type thing. Their policy doesn't affect the normal people, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how long. Yeah, right. How long do you have to talk? I have another caller here, so I'm not sure what he wants to say there. But how long do you have to talk there, David?
I've got a few more minutes. Go ahead and pull him up, and then after that I'm going to have to get going.
Okay, sounds good. We'll get a hold of Mark here in Florida. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, thanks for letting me in. I'll be real quick. I just want to read one paragraph. So the lady was asking, how long does it take them to show up to do their job? And I just wanted to let everybody know that in Bowers versus DeVito in the Seventh Circuit, 1982, it reads, there is no constitutional right to be protected by the state against being murdered by criminals or madmen. It is monstrous if the state fails to protect its residents against such predators, but it does not violate the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment or, we suppose, any other provision of the Constitution. The Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It tells the state to let the people alone. It does not require the federal government or the state to provide services, even so elementary a service as maintaining law and order.
Right.
That is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I say, most of the law enforcement there, like when they show up, say when David's taking pictures, they're only worried about the corporate side of protecting a business or something. They're not worried about the individual unless the individual could do damage or something like that to them. But thanks, Mark. I appreciate you calling in with that, okay?
Enjoy. That's why they let illegals in. There's no duty.
That's right, yep. All right, thanks. We have another caller if you want to grab this one here real fast, too. Scott in California.
Oh, hi. Hello, I was listening to your last hour, and you made that comment about the medical marijuana and being able to be armed.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so I went and looked it up for, you know, the last 20 minutes. So that's ATF form, what, 4473, and then at, what is it, item 11, question E, are you an unlawful user of addicted to marijuana? Then they put this warning in here. I haven't seen this before in past years. Use of possession of marijuana unlawful under federal law. So that raises one question.
I don't see that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, between federal and state law. See, and that's why we have the difference there, because the federal doesn't want you to have anything.
Well, right, but you know, where do they actually have jurisdiction to enforce it? It'd be a good injunction. For $400, you could have fun with this in court. But then I started looking at the form, and it says you may not receive a firearm. Well, if you're familiar with Rod Class's work, firearm is a defined term in their little codes, and it means like silencer, automatic weapon, what is it, a rifle under 16 inches or something? But that's a firearm. And if it's not that, it wouldn't be subject to this, and that would be worthy of some letters to that agency.
Yeah, Scott, I know some veterans groups are really getting in on this, too, because of, like, Dianne Feinstein, where she said that basically all veterans are mentally ill and shouldn't have possession to any firearms. But these are guys that went out and fought for this country. And it's the same thing with this dumb hog, this FBI son there. It's wanting to take guns away from Americans there. He's 16 years old. If they keep pushing this war agenda like that, at 17, he's draftable. He'll be sitting there, I love my gun, sitting there in the military.
He's probably just he's an actor, but I'm saying if you wanted to mess with him with that at low risk,
right?
These death and the form itself, I mean, it's wide open for, I don't know, write him a letter.
Yeah, well, that's why they keep they call it Schedule One and all that. This is how the federal government's keeping a lock on it. And I know a lot of veterans that are reduced down to bow hunting that are disabled, and I feel sorry for a disabled person like myself that has to try to track out through the woods to get game when they could sit there off the side of the road somewhere and just take a pot shot at something. And you know, but they can't bow hunt. You know,
are you a veteran?
No, I'm not a veteran. No.
Okay.
Talk to
you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
All right. All right. Yeah, see, David, that's the problem. See, is even on traffic stops here, I noticed, like, on the radio here, they'll call in, and this is how bad that you mentioned before in these fusion centers. Here in Montana, they'll say that 7 years ago, a person failed a driver's test, and I'm starting to think, what the heck information are they storing in those things? You know?
Yeah.
That actually has to go on your record, you know? next it'll be, you answered one of those 3-inch penis enlargement ads on your spam email. I mean, this is the mental psyche that that law enforcement has to gather everything they know about you. And again, when we're back to the same point, is when they ask you for ID, how mad they get when you stay within your rights and say, I don't have to give it to you. Articulate
crime.
You know? But anyway, David, I don't want to hold you there, but I do appreciate you calling in there. And this show will be archived in case you want to link to it off of your site or something like that. You're more than welcome to do that. But I appreciate you taking the time and also the time to go out on the streets, because I know that devotes many hours, rain conditions, everything like that, to do that. And for those that you have woken up as far as in law enforcement to the fact that photography is not a crime and that Americans still have rights. But I think this all comes back, and if you look up under ADL law enforcement training, you'll see where the real issue starts as U.S. law enforcement are taken to Israel, wined and dined, and then as a final leg of the trip, they're taken down to Gaza to be shown who terrorists are. And those same bigwigs at law enforcement develop that same mental attribute that those normal citizens are now the terrorist. And that's the sad part about
it. It absolutely is.
So, but anyway, I do appreciate you calling
in. I appreciate you having me on, and maybe squeeze me in another time.
Yeah, anytime you want, just call in, okay? We'll make room for you, okay?
I'll do it.
All right. All right, appreciate it. Thank you, okay? Right. Again, that was David there. His YouTube channel is News Now Houston, and he's also on Twitter at the same tagline of News Now Houston. And if you follow him there, you'll get some latest updates and all the videos he puts out. I tried to do a YouTube video today, and it said it would not allow me to use it because I was not logged in, or not allow me to visit it. And I even did a screenshot of that. I couldn't believe that in some videos now you have to actually be logged in to watch it. And, of course, this is just more detailed of making sure they know who's watching what. The history of what, you know, it's flat out amazing there. Anyway, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking here right before we talked to David there that the amount of problems we see in the world is to keep this heightened fear among Americans going. And Americans love to buy into this fear. Forget the fact that of who the country is bombing and stuff. Right now, you're inundated, whether it's on Twitter, the news, everything like that, about someone's sexual misconducts or misdeeds or matters incidental to youth, whatever they're doing there. This is what sells, especially especially at the supermarket checkout stands where you've got this host of these National Intruder magazines there to keep you up on who's diddling who, as if I really care. Or if I care that some actor or actress or some blown-out general that is 90 years over his retirement has something to say like that. We should be able to sit there and disseminate information for ourselves into our own mental psyche to be able to reason with it, and then be able to take that same information and make our own or base our own decisions in life on it. We shouldn't have to have some actor or something like that tell us what's going on. Anyway, as far as some other news here, I thought this is really interesting here. Chinese scientists now have discovered a large area of rich sediments of rare earth minerals off this, the Southeast Pacific Ocean there. And I haven't looked up the area zoned here, but I'm not sure if that falls into the Cairo Agreement of the South China Sea Islands, which are legally China's. But these rare earth minerals, if you know, a lot of rare earth magnets are made from the same sort of material there. And we know that magnets is something that's really used in the forms of electric motors, even in a lot of projects. But I think this might be something else that might become some contention here in the South China Sea Islands in the future here, because we know that wherever there's minerals and stuff, just as the United States had just mentioned that they are going to start developing over $1 trillion worth of minerals over in Afghanistan. Again, it's always to control commerce and make sure it's spent in the U.S. dollar. But anyway, I was going to highlight this here, the fact that there's an article on Investment Watch there. It says this so-called March for Our Lives, that there was an actual a FOIA request revealed that the March for Our Lives was actually planned months in advance, long before the shooting ever took place. And that's, again, like we see, is the constant shootings, the constant fear of assault rifles, guns, certain types of guns, stocks, that it reminds me of watching one of these older German videos there. It was in German. They had to translate it later, but they had asked the German gal of what she thought of the of Hitler's government as it came to its fruition. And she says, you know, we never noticed it. She said it was like a drip of water on a piece of granite. Drip, drip, drip. And then suddenly one day you realize that a little hole had formed, or a little concave. And later, of course, the entire rock would erode. But that is how they do this to condition us, is they insert these little things about terrorism, national security, and the same drip, drip, drip. And eventually you realize that drip costs this freedom, that drip costs that freedom, but you didn't notice it because you're too busy just watching the water cascade off the rock, I guess. But anyway, on to some other more sad news here, that over in Israel there, even Bernie Sanders has admitted that Gaza is a complete disaster. The violent clash over there now, and that their Palestinians' right to walk over there. Totally unarmed citizens, 17 dead and more than 1,400 injured. And, of course, the United States, as usual, has blocked the United States' statement on Israel's indiscriminate pre-planned massacre of the unarmed protesters on Good Friday. And if anyone was to take the time and look, you would see that Israel had pre-positioned all these snipers up on this ridge. They were no threat whatsoever to the Israelis, and they just had a heyday out there. And, of course, this begs to question, or begs the answer to this question, is will Trump expel 60 diplomats from the United States after Israel shot these 17? Will Germany or France or Great Britain also expel the four Israeli diplomats from each of their countries and the other 18 Western countries? I mean, we see so much double standards here that it can be alleged that Russia does this, no proof whatsoever, and instantly the world marches to the side of the United States to condemn Russia for something that hasn't even been proven. Anyway, we'll be right back. Commercial interruption here, so hang in there and we'll chat in a minute. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
And a little thing that you won't know. Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, here located here in beautiful western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 to make sure that Kenneth doesn't get too lonely there in the control room. You know, people, when they say things, they don't realize what they say until probably after they probably tweeted them or something, or made a public statement about them. But Josh Rogan recently sent a tweet out there where he said, Trump doesn't seem to care about U.S. national security interests in Syria. So somebody tells him to pull out. He's given Iran all the oil. So I had to tweet back to him and say, it was all about the oil? I mean, again, it isn't Syrian government, it isn't anyone else. I said that wrong. Regime. Isn't the Syrian regime, it isn't the Russian regime, it wasn't Saddam's regime, it wasn't Gaddafi's regime, you know, these are supposed to be governments, you know. But it's always about the oil. And on top of that, where the U.S. holds its fifth fleet right now over in Bahrain, they have just discovered the largest oil field in their country since 1932. and the Persian Gulf Island Nation, that's where, again, where the Fifth Fleet is held, in Bahrain, says it has discovered its largest oil field since the country's first first oil well began operation nearly 90 years ago. And, of course, the government said Sunday that the new reserve is understood to dwarf Bahrain's current measures. And, of course, on top of that, I could sure bet that suddenly the United States will claim that ISIS is over there doing terrorism, if you get my drift there. Even as early as February 7th of this year here, the Bahrain authorities were claiming that they had arrested four men suspected of being behind a blast that ripped through a state-run oil pipeline in November. And, of course, this all was tied back to Iran. Again, we're talking about an island. And here, apparently, the Republican Guard over there has access to this island there. But I find that very interesting that most oil-producing states, even since the 1970s, peak oil claim, if you remember that far back, that, and of course also if you remember the fuel lines that we used to have to sit into for blocks and sometimes half a mile long just to get gas, remember that the world, or those in power, said that the world was running out of its fossil fuels. Then as prices go up, suddenly that oil just becomes available in large quantities all over the place. And not only that, but it's found in parts of the United States that has put this country at war in those same areas fighting for some alleged terrorist group. And, of course, peak oil, if you know, it's a theorized point that some point in time when the maximum rate of extraction of petroleum is reached, and, of course, after which time it's expected to enter a terminal decline, and yet they keep finding these massive oil finds everywhere. And, of course, they sold this to you to keep you in the dark. And this reminds me of back, in the early 2000s there. I have subscribed to a satellite imagery website that sends you almost every other day or something like that, a weekly satellite image from around the world. And it might show you some barren desert over there in Africa that suddenly is greening up or whatever like that. And they just find that these, you know, by comparing these pictures and stuff, that something has changed. And I had received one here, about 6 years ago. And hang on a second here.
You guys go lay down.
Tell my dogs lay down. Anyway, this has to do with the Bakken oil fields over in North Dakota there. And it was 6 years ago. Anyway, they called the Cantarell Field. It was the third largest oil field in the world. This is in North Dakota. And the article brings out that the Great Bakken oil field had suffered a major setback in October as production declined over 1,500 barrels per day compared to the previous month. And this was set off to the point that it was because the industry had blamed the decline on the driller scaling back production due to their new flaring mandate that required companies to capture the natural gas. So I have a break, and I'll pick up after that with some interesting information about that. So we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I was going to finish up on this back in oil field over there, but again, they had to cut down because they had to capture the LNG gas that they were normally burning off. And if you follow the news there, the U.S. claims now to be the biggest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world. And of course, they are so big that I've had all the LNG now being produced here in the United States at Boston is actually buying theirs from France and paying the tariff fees on top of that. So that screws the Boston citizens out of their LNG to heat their homes or cook with or whatever like that. But anyway, to the above, though, that I mentioned earlier, there, this I remember it was about 2 years ago, and I'll say this. Most ham operators, like myself, we all sit around and watch the weather other than talking about our prostate issues all the time, but that's a joke in there. But anyway, this satellite firm had sent out some imagery over North Dakota there, and it showed this massive heat plume that was coming up over the Bakken oil fields there. And in watching our satellite images and our storms that come down over the Pacific Northwest here, that Montana itself gets most of its or moisture from Seattle or just outside of Canada up here out of Alberta, where it sinks down into Montana, where it's bitter cold and everything. But anyway, it was noted, or we had been noting, though, that these fronts got up over Billings in North Dakota there, almost on the border there. And they would not only stop, but they'd start spinning backwards, counterclockwise, and they would build and build and build, and they'd get really massive there. And then suddenly, this another front would come up either from the California in through Boise into our area, and they'd slowly start to push. And somewhere down the road, they would combine a little bit further, and then you would watch them on radar, to where as they disperse more into a line as the jet stream hit them and stuff, that they would head out towards areas like Joplin, Missouri, and cause these massive tornadoes. And all it was like a massive holding pattern. And you might recall the winter floods of 2011. I've talked about that before here, to where we had these major winters in this area here, and it's the same exact area up around Roundup and stuff to where all this moisture was being precipitated. And we don't know. I mean, this is just an assumption here, but the heating of the atmosphere in that area there, which is visible on radar, could have helped increase the amount of precipitation that fell in those areas by superheating these clouds and stuff. But anyway, subsequently, the floods came, and of course, they couldn't empty the reservoirs fast enough, and this was all the government behind that, of course. And the massive flooding, as they did open these dams, on down the river into the Missouri, Mississippi, they flooded out billions of dollars of the damage and the massive field loss, pesticides, chemicals, stuff like that, fertilizers were all pushed into both rivers. And then down into the Gulf of Mexico, where they had this massive algae bloom. And, of course, the algae bloom itself had cost God knows how many tens of thousands of lost fish and stuff. But they always tend to blame everything on people, but it's always these big corporations. And that's the they always seem to get these get-out-of-jail-free cards there. But there's so many things around us that we get so darn distracted by, not realizing what's going on. But when you look at radar and it shows the heat generated across those fields, and of course now it's being captured, but at the time it couldn't be denied. And so you always have to ask yourself, is it actual global warming which they say it is, or is it man caused? Because normally that entire area would not be that way. It would just be oil underneath the surface, God knows how many thousands of feet or half mile, whatever like that, you know. But to extract all that, they'd have to burn off all the gas. And, of course, then comes these massive pipelines and stuff. Then comes your pipelines across reservations up here, pipeline leakages. But we as people don't control that. All we're supposed to do is buy their product. And I've always tried to compare that to looking at say Google Earth, and if you zoom in on any city, and you look at all these nice high rises and stuff, the people don't own them; corporations do. There's roads, highways, freeways, and of course, the people don't really own them, but their taxes pay for them. But they're just basic arteries to get to those businesses, so that you can work as slaves to be able to support them. And of course, any housing tracts and stuff, whether it's trailers or apartments or homes, that . Sure, they make them available to you, but of course you have to pay your insurance, you have to pay your electrical, water, sewer. Many of this stuff, if you realize it over time, that it's not put there for our benefit so that we can enjoy life and stuff. We're just little outcroppings, just like the little town I live in, 200 people here. Missoula is the biggest city around here, a little over 100,000 now, I think, somewhere in that area. But people will actually live out here in the country and drive all the way to Missoula to commute to work And of course, it's great. It's boom because, hey, you got to buy their gas too, you know. And of course, if you need to go to the hospital for an emergency, you have to drive, buy gas. Doesn't matter if you walk or what like that. But the point is, though, is you're always buying something. And that's the ideal. Since the United States is a federal corporation, that you're constantly having to buy something to survive. In the meantime, Trump will get out there and he'll put these massive tariffs on solar cells. It's the same thing over in France where individuals are taxed for their use of solar cells. The failed Solyndra deal with Obama, the taxpayers bailing out the solar industry. The guy over in Michigan that had that little wind generator put up on his property there, he got fined massively for collecting the Great Lakes wind to be able to generate power for his home. The gal in Florida that lost her property because she was living off grid, can't collect rainwater. I mean, this is a thing. Life is by subscription. You have to constantly pay into someone to be able to survive. If you're caught out there on some forest land just camping there and you're there more than 2 or 3 days, you can be sure to get a visit from someone like that because you're supposed to be living somewhere to where some corporation can make money off of you. Anyway, again, it's been exposed here that John Brennan, who entered the CIA, the communist in America, that he actually voted communist in 1976. That's one firm I never trusted was the CIA. I cannot think of all the damage, especially that John Pilger has highlighted throughout all his films about what the CIA has done to their secret renditions, their assassinations and stuff, just to be able to control a country. Along with John Perkins, the one that did the economic hitman, how the banks would destroy these countries, make these into banana republics there, which they're doing to the United States now. But this is it just shows you that the amount of stuff the American people have not known and now have become more familiarized with, and then suddenly we're all the conspiracy theorists and stuff, and yet we don't see any of those that are doing these criminal crimes and stuff, they're not in jail. It's only those that assumably go 25 miles over the speed limit, a probable cause, and then, of course, they usually try to find some other means to hype up the traffic stop or whatever to make it into an actual arrest where they can make money, because then there's bail money, court fees, fines, you know. And right now, as I mentioned earlier, I spoke about this first part of the show here, the fact that there's this huge caravan of Central American refugees that's headed in the United States for the U.S. border. And again, I have to ask, who organizes these events? I mean, it's not like just one family down there said, hey, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to hop on a train and ride on the roof there for 400 or 500 miles and navigate my way up to America to make a better life for myself. But suddenly you have 1,500 individuals there, and if you look at the photos and stuff, these are entire families and stuff. And why would they be doing that right now when America is getting so tough on immigration? So we know that this is probably another one of these deals to influx the voting crowd to be given driver's licenses and access to the voting. And, of course, they will all vote probably Democratic to be able to get all their perks of welfare or whatever. I mean, it's just ridiculous there that everything that we as my generation has worked for in this country, got our homes, raised our families, everything like that, is all being destroyed. And they don't care. It's a shame here. And on top of that, news over in Israel there with all the Palestinians there, Erdogan over there hits back at Netanyahu there, calling him a terrorist, and that Israel is a terrorist state. And that's actually on Haaretz.com, Israeli news. And if you watch the video, that's interesting. Scathing. But again, Erdogan does that because of the facts of Gaza. And again, right as Trump said that they were getting out of Syria, the U.S. Army has again established another base, a large one over there in the eastern part of this Deir ez-Zor province, to further gain control over Syria's energy-rich regions. And this is why there's so much detail about the Kurds up there, because we know the Kurds have some of the finest oil up there, and of course Israel buys that Kurdish oil. So it's if it isn't one thing, it's another. But it's just constant lies. And of course, all these young boys, American boys, that could probably train to go on to be doctors or veterinarians, take care of nice little dogs or something like that, like, you know, cat. But anyway, those that might have a wholesome life doing something and building this country up, becoming an entrepreneur, starting their own jobs, businesses like that, they're left in a wake of destruction on a battlefield, and it's all because of oil. Where those people in those countries, if they were able to nurture their own commerce and be able to sell their oil for a valuable profit, build their cities up, build their people up, that would be more of an ideal world there. But it seems like the United States wants to make sure that all the oil is sold only in U.S. dollar. And on top of that news, the Chinese yuan petrodollar has come out, and I guess it's also being backed by gold too as a standard. So, but we know that the U.S. empire is crumbling like that, and they're getting really desperate, and that's why everything is constantly someone else is the enemy. And I, like I say, I am so sick and tired of hearing about Russia. I mean, for all my entire decades of being a ham operator, I've talked into Russia so many different times, it's pathetic. The people there are no different than I am, or you are. Demographics prove that. And if you don't believe that, get out there and watch these We Love Russia videos, because they drive just like my ex-wife did. But I exclude myself from that. But although I will say that the Russians are more ingenuitive there. They use tanks to break into liquor stores over there to grab vodka. Even Russia Today highlights that as a joke there. But anyway, Moscow has confronted London with 14 questions on this fabricated scriptural case over there, the alleged poisoning of a Russian agent there, which turned out to be MI6 and all this stuff. But when I read that article there about that the army on Fox News says it won't drop deals with contractors that are known Al-Qaeda affiliates with their ties, citing due process. Well, if there's due process for either the contractors or for Al-Qaeda, why is it suddenly that Moscow is instantly the not only the alleged criminal there, but convicted right away, and then have all these diplomats expelled from all these countries? But these sanctions usually lead up to more drastic measures, and then eventually comes a hot war. And that's what I feel is so sad, you know, because, again, we're back to all these diplomats that are paid politicians that just voted themselves a raise, and you'd think they'd be sitting down there and talking to people across the table, but no, what they're doing is they're throwing knives at each other, you know, and this, it's got to stop. And, of course, the only way to stop that is if you do vote, is to get out there and vote these jerks out of office, and that's the only way to do it. And speaking of office there, I was just reading there on the True Pundit there, where a 13-year-old, he wants to run for governor as a Democrat to ban semi-automatic firearms. And I looked that up there. A candidate for lieutenant governor must be at least 30 years old, and upon assuming office, a U.S. citizen for a minimum of at least 15 years. So I don't see how a 13-year-old can run for governor. But you know what? People are getting so dumb anymore, they'd probably vote for him anyway, and they would bypass it anyway. They wouldn't care, you know. But on top of that, we have a warning here from Investment Watch blog there, the fact that liberal Californians may be infecting your state. And it says don't let them fail their don't let them push their failed liberal ideology on you there. And I was reading an article here about a month and a half or maybe 2 months ago there about most of the people from California are moving, and they're actually moving into the Texas, a more conservative state. But people are getting fed up, and of course, with those, always sadly, if they raise kids and everything like that, comes their cultured music and stuff infecting, like up here in the country. Imagine these little kids that work on these farms and stuff that listen to country western music and stuff. Soon it'll be rap, and they'll be doing drugs and all this other stuff there. But anyway, I just get so sick and tired of watching society crumble all the time. Teachers in Oklahoma next week, they still plan to walk off the job next week after the state legislators passed an education funding bill that fell apart within hours. And, of course, this funding bill was going to be reliant upon tax increase packages. And, of course, this tax increase would come from hotels and motels. And I thought, well, geez, that's pretty bad there, because you're making someone probably normally that's just traveling through the state pay more taxes to fund your schooling system when it's actually those that live in the state that should be paying that. No different than, as mentioned before, like the Montana Grizzlies. Any of these sports teams or something like that, they want to build this big, huge stadium or something, and you watch these cities raise up their mill levies to raise $250 million for a stadium, when in fact these same sports teams sell their T-shirts for $19 a piece, their running apparatus, their shoes, baseball hats, all these little trinkets and stuff for, you know, $10, $20, $30, $40 like that. If the sports team is making that much money, make them pay for it, you know. Anyway, we have another break coming up here. It'll be last of the hour here, I guess. So still got time for one more phone call there. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and out a little gold. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I have another caller here, but I want to say this real fast. You know, what's his name? Redacted from RT there. He said, is Trump corrupt? Should he be impeached? Yes, but it won't change the economy set up, it won't change an economy set up to exploit millions and enrich the few. It won't change the fact that our news shows are owned by a handful of corporations who profit from war. It won't change our profit-driven system, and that's about the size of it there. It doesn't matter which politician you elect. It's a federal corporation. They'll do everything to make sure that corporation succeeds. Mike in Kentucky, got just a few minutes here, so go ahead. How are you doing this evening, and happy Easter.
Well, I'm getting over some kind of a crazy virus or something that's bounced
around. You weren't near Hillary, were you?
No. Some woman come into my TV studio to inform me that I was being targeted by the New World Order, which I said, duh. And she talked to me for about 10 or 12 minutes and snorting and sniffling and said, I tested positive for type A flu. It took me about 48 hours before I got it.
Really?
It's been bouncing around my head for about 11 days, but... reason I called was, is there's I can't get to it, but there's a big protest tomorrow in Frankfort with all kinds of teachers showing up. There's canceled schools all across Kentucky because a bunch of teachers are calling in sick to go protest the budget bill in Frankfort. And if there's anybody in Kentucky listening, I need to have some signs up that's talk about the comprehensive annual financial report.
Mike, you know what this reminds me of, the scenario that I see? This is just like the massive riot strikes over there in Britain under Margaret Thatcher. And the economy was going downhill. And, of course, the only way to control the government is to make sure they look at the needs of the citizens and stuff. But Thatcher, in reply to that, she went out and attacked an island to liberate a bunch of sheep there. And roll out their HMS ships and stuff like that to get the battle cry behind them, to get the flag waving. And I think it's the same premise as the Donald Trump getting out there talking about a great military, a great police, great Boy Scouts, heroes. Do you see the call of duty here?
Well, yeah, the saying that comes to my mind is patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels. But,
I got to write that down.
You've never heard that one, huh?
No, I got to use that on Twitter later.
Yeah, patriotism, the last refuge of scoundrels. My point is that somebody needs to bring up this comprehensive annual financial reports and Operation Stillwell with Leo Wanta, the $27 trillion man. I've got a note up about it, and he has enough proof to convince me that he's not full of crap, because when he started talking about it, they started bringing up old tax bills that he'd already paid, trying to shut him down. But no, some protesters need to mention the second set of books that the government has, because they love to make it look like they're running in debt.
Right. Okay, Mike, that's the end of the show here, but I got to thank you for calling in, though, okay?
Sure.
You should have called earlier. Anyway, I do appreciate that and also the information there, okay? Anyway, thanks all for calling in there. And again, thank you to David down there with the News Now Network, and also for Kenneth in the control room, all those in the chat room, and the listeners out there that make this show possible there. And if you can help support RBN, up next is Blacklisted News Radio, and I'm sure he'll have a good show tonight if he's live. And Kenneth, you take care of your little doggy, and we'll chat later. See you next weekend. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Good evening, everyone.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection.
Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.